Praise the Lord, brothers and sisters. Glory and praise to our Lord Jesus Christ.
What is the one thing that you want from the Lord at this moment? What is the one thing you want from the Lord at this moment?
His presence.
His presence, okay.
Praise
Lord.
Peace, yes.
Envelope upon us.
So each of us has a very, very different answer. Okay, yes, enough. Thank you. So if the Lord granted it to you, you would be at, what is the fill in the blank? If the Lord granted your wish, you would be at?
Peace.
Very good. You have picked the right word. You would be at peace. Amen to that. Each of you gave a different answer. Okay, some of you, some problem, some person, some gift of a spouse or a child, some healing or deliverance. And the word that I was looking for is peace, which you rightly said, right from the morning till the evening. Who will give you that peace? You would all say Jesus. Are you 100% sure? Can I have a show of hands that Jesus is the one who is giving you that peace? Then I want you to listen to the passage this evening. You have just said that Jesus is the one who gives you peace. So let us listen to this passage. I came to bring fire to the earth. And how I wish it were already kindled. I have a baptism for which to be baptized, and what stress I am under until it is completed. Do you think that I have come to bring peace to the earth? No, I tell you, but rather division. From now on, 5 in one household will be divided, 3 against 2 and 2 against 3. They will be divided, father against son, son against father, mother against daughter, daughter against mother, mother-in-law against daughter-in-law, and daughter-in-law against mother-in-law. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. So brothers and sisters, after hearing this passage, are you sure that Jesus will give you peace? Can I have now a show of hands? How many of you say that after listening to this word where Jesus is talking about division, He will still give you peace? Question, right? It's a question mark. Let's look at some of the scripture verses, some things that were told to us when Jesus was to be born. 700 years before, for unto us a child has been born for us, a son given to us, authority rests upon his shoulder, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His authority shall grow continually, and there shall be endless peace. This is what Isaiah writes 700 years before Jesus would come. Look what angel Gabriel had to announce, and suddenly the announcement of Jesus's birth. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those whom he favors. And now this child has grown up to be a man. He turns the tables and says, I have not come to bring peace, but division and fire. It's like on one hand, we say Jesus is peace. And on the other hand, we are saying Jesus is not peace. So what are we to do? It's 2 + 2 = 4. And otherwise we say 2 + 2 = 4. Now, can we believe such a person who is contradicting himself? Shouldn't we stay away from such a person? I remembered this song, Bachke Rehna Re Baba, Bachke Rehna, because this is a dangerous person who contradicts himself. And this text is so plain and clear. Any person who reads this understands very clearly, and it is coming from Jesus's mouth. If Luke had written it and he would have said, or any apostle would have said, we would have attributed it to be his mistake. But here we see that Jesus is himself speaking this word. This word is spoken by Jesus that he has come to bring division. If he told us to follow the 10 commandments, that was good enough. But to the young man, he said, go and sell off your possessions. Now, this Jesus is not only telling us to follow those commandments, he's after our possessions, positions, titles. And now in this passage, he's looking even at our relationship. He wants to break all those relationships. If any person comes to you, any person who is not reading the Bible and he just happens to read this verse, he will say, this is a dangerous person. We should stay away from him. If a non-Catholic person, a non-Catholic person of another faith comes to you and says, your God is telling over here openly, clearly that he wants to division. We don't want to follow such a God. How do you defend such a verse? How do you defend such a passage? And that's what we are going to look at this evening. Let's look at verse 52 to 53. From now on, the household will be divided 2 against 3, 3 against 2. Father-in-law, father against son, mother against daughter, mother-in-law against daughter-in-law, and vice versa. Now, this looks like a typical TV serial setup, or maybe it's even in our own houses, in our own homes. I'm not going to ask you to put your hands up again, okay? Well, Jesus did not have any of these problems, fortunately. Joseph was gone, so there was no problem with his father. Mother against daughter, Mary did not have a daughter. So again, there was no issue on that front for Mother Mary or for Jesus. And we know that Jesus was not married, so Mary was spared the daughter-in-law issues as well. So blessed, Jesus and Mary were blessed, right? Very happy now to have such a person, like where you can have no such issues. Why did Jesus speak such harsh words? If he couldn't say anything good, at least don't say anything bad, people would say. To answer these questions, let's look at our earlier verses that we have from verses 49 to 52. I came to bring fire here on earth. Now, that's a very, very important thing. Okay, so let's look what it all tells us. So I came, and this is referring to Jesus's first coming, the first coming of Jesus. We are still awaiting his second coming, where something even more drastic will happen. But let's look at this first coming. I came to bring fire. Now, this word fire has a very great significance in the Bible. In the Old Testament, we remember the fire that consumed Abraham's sacrifice. We know the fire at the burning bush, but the bush was not consumed. So you see two opposites. And we have another case when the Israelites were being saved from the Egyptians. They were led by a cloud during the day and a pillar of fire by night. So the fire has different uses. And in our own homes, we also know that we need fire. There is a good use to it. But when there is a wildfire, a dangerous fire, you have seen it in movies when there is a blast or when the bomb is cast onto the enemy camp, how the destruction happens. And so here Jesus is talking. So when he says, I came to bring fire, the original Greek tells, I came to throw fire. I came to cast fire. And that is a very, very dangerous thing. You know how it is dangerous to cast something, not just light, something small, but he's out to throw a big fire. And the verse that he refers to is from Malachi 3:2. Malachi 3:2 for those who are writing. But who can endure the day of his coming? And so here we are listening to his coming. And who can stand when he appears? For he is like a refiner's fire and fuller's soap. The word that is very important for us in this is the word refiner. And you know what refining is all about. It is separation. It is division. And this is what the talk is all about. And that's why I have titled this talk as Jesus, the Great Divider. This is the day of judgment. This is the day of judgment. This fire will bring division because of Jesus. I am not referring to divisions that happen because of property or any other earthly things, but I'm talking about a fire that will come because of the name of Jesus. And Jesus tells it so very openly. Those who believe in me, John 3:17 to 19, those who believe in him are not condemned, but those who do not believe are condemned already because they have not believed. Brothers and sisters, and this is the judgment, that the light has come into the world and people love darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. To reject Jesus is to reject God and therefore bring down judgment. So this fight, my dear brothers and sisters, is between believers versus unbelievers. This division, this separation, what we just read in verse 53, is separation in our own families between believers and unbelievers. Have you had this experience? You are sleeping and you're in deep sleep, and one of your family member comes in and switches on the light. What is the first reaction? What do you tell that person? Switch off the light. That light is hurting me. Turn it off. I want to sleep. Picture this when you have decided to follow Jesus and the drama unfolds in your home. And Jesus goes on to say, how I wish it were already kindled. Jesus says, how I wish this fire grows and it is set alight, it is sparked and it gets bigger. I want you to refer to a parable, the shortest parable in the Bible. The kingdom of heaven is like yeast that a woman took and mixed in with 3 measures of flour until all of it was leavened. You know, Jesus, look at this. We all know how this little yeast, when we make sannas and dosas and idlis at home, we put that little yeast in it. And what happens? The whole dough starts rising. We see the dough rising. But do you know what exactly is happening inside of it, my dear brothers and sisters? There is a violence that is happening inside the dough. Each speck of flour is being separated from the other. There are bubbles that are introduced and it is being separated. This is what Jesus is telling us this evening. The fight or the separation is between believers and unbelievers. There is going to be violence, and that is what Jesus is telling us in verse 53. Look at the life of Jesus. Nothing is recorded of his life till he was baptized in the river Jordan. But the next thing mentioned in that is the temptation of Jesus immediately after he was led by the Spirit into the wilderness and he was tempted. So just as the Holy Spirit awoke, so also the evil one was at action. And we know wherever Jesus went, whatever Jesus did, he met with objection. He was not even spared by the people of his town. When he did healing, you and I are here today. Many of us are here because we want a healing in a particular area. And when Jesus did those healings, he was condemned. He was condemned. And so Jesus says, remember, so there is a word of comfort for us. If the world hates you, and this is what I'm referring to as separation and division. If the world hates you and separates you, be aware that it hated me, it separated me before it separated you. If you belong to the world would love you as its own. Because you do not belong to the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hates you, the world separates you. My dear brothers and sisters, you know, through this ministry of so many years, being in so many places, so many retreats and sessions, I've come across instances where the people have told me that when I lived in sin and vices, I was tolerated at home. But since I met the Lord, since I had this experience of the Lord, all hell has broken at home. Earlier, I came home late night, drunk and in vices, in drugs, and nobody said anything. Today, I go for a prayer meeting and I come home on time and I am watched for, I am monitored, I am taunted. Here comes the padri. I'm told all kinds of things. You see how the separation is happening. Some of us may say life was better without Jesus. Friends, today we are talking only of relationships because this passage is talking about relationship between father, son, mother, daughter, male versus dil. But you will be challenged in every area of your life in the same way. Your finances, your career, your vocation, your... Do you know but who is the cause of it? It's very easy to point out that my father, my mother, my sister, my mother-in-law, my daughter-in-law, very, very easy. But that is, they are not the people, my dear brothers and sisters. Listen to what Ephesians 6:12 tells us. For our struggle is not against enemies of blood and flesh. So automatically, everything that is human is out. Then who it is? But against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers of this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. So you know now who is causing this division. How do these powers operate now? they use the unbelievers to trouble the believers. As I said, the fight is between the believers and the unbelievers. There is a vertical split. So how do we deal with such a situation? What is the option? Do I walk out or give up on Jesus? This is the situation God wants to use to bring more souls to Him. In this division, there is a multiplication of souls for the Lord. I repeat, in this division and separation, there is a multiplication of souls for the Lord. This is when you are working like that yeast, influencing the entire dough. The fruit that you will bear, my dear brothers and sisters, in this situation will bring glory to God and bring all these unbelievers closer to the Lord. And this is the message I want you, how to deal with situations of division in your home if you are a follower of Jesus Christ. Be prepared that these things will happen. It happens to us, even though we have been there for so long, it will always be there because the evil one will never be satisfied to see us ministering to Jesus. He will want to cut us off and destroy us at any cost. You will continue to receive taunts. If it is not from your loved ones, it will be from your neighbors. It will be from someone in office, something or the other. You can clearly see that there is a plan that is working, how to separate you, how to sift you. Looking at verse 50, what does Jesus say? Okay, so here, more than division, it is the multiplication, and fruit bearing is the key for us. What does Jesus say? I have a baptism with which to be baptized. And what stress? Imagine Jesus already talking about stress, anxiousness, agony, suffering. I am under until it is completed. Now, when we think about baptism, we think of the baptism of water and baptism of the Holy Spirit. This is all there. This is all gone. But the baptism that Jesus is referring in verse 50 is the baptism of suffering and death. And that is why Jesus says, what stress I am under because of this baptism. It is so painful. It is so agonizing. And we know what Jesus said, Father, take this cup away from me, yet not my will, but yours be done. And so Jesus is already telling us what is happening. And you can see the forces of darkness taking on Jesus. Luke 20:31, Simon, listen. Satan has demanded to sift all of you. My dear brothers and sisters, you know, understand the word sifting. We know the channi that we call. Okay, Simon, Satan has demanded to separate all of you, to divide all of you like wheat. But look what Jesus says. But I have prayed for you that your own faith may not fail. This is going to be a very, very agonizing thing for you, my dear brothers and sisters, and for me to face separation in our own homes. But Jesus says, I have prayed that your faith may not fail during this time. And so you know how to build your faith in this time. And when you have turned back, strengthen your brothers. You see, this is a very important word, phrase out there. Strengthen your brothers. Brothers and sisters, this division, as I said, is not for you to be separated and to be lost and to finish it off. No, this is to bring those other lost souls to Jesus, to bring those unbelievers to the Lord, to have a godly experience, for them to realize what is it that you have that they don't have. In our eyes, it is division and separation, but in the Lord's eyes, it is multiplication, it is addition of souls, it is our growth. Brothers and sisters, even as this separation is happening, you will find yourself all by yourself. You are all by yourself. Everybody has abandoned you in a way. The Lord is allowing it because He wants you to be detached from everything and attached only to him. John 15 tells us a lot about abiding in the true vine. In our life, we abide in too many vines. There are too many vines that are there. And all those vines are sour vines. But here we have the true vine. And this is the vine that we need to attach ourselves and be that fruitful vine for the Lord. As I conclude, my dear brothers and sisters, I invite you what you are going through. I do not know what is your moment, what is the situation on your family front. Okay, it's not just your family. Maybe your relationship in your family is very good with everyone. Praise the Lord. But what about the other areas which I just mentioned? There is some area that is troubling you right now. And this is the area which I want you to realize who is causing that turmoil. Because we know our God is good. And we know also from the book of Job that Satan going and demanding that Job be tested. And God says that there is no one like him. And Job is tested. You and I will be tested. You and I will be taken through trials and sufferings. We will be baptized with sufferings. But today I want you to have a more positive perspective of what is happening. The moment you see something happening in your life and you see a pattern, realize that there is some evil force or some force of the world that is acting against you. And you have to realize what should be your response. Your response is only one, fruit bearing. Your faith should not fail you. So prayer is very important to keep your faith going because that is the wireless source of power for our life. And the other thing is receiving that power, we have to bear fruit in such situations so that more souls are added to the Lord. Amen.